Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend Skip Miller. William Skip Miller is the name on the book, Ultimate Sales Toolkit, the versatile 15-piece skill set that every professional needs. That's just one of his many books that he's written on the topic, you guessed it, of sales. And he's here to talk to us about how you and I can get our 2013 kicked off the right way to make sure that we get things going and get some sales early. Skip Miller, welcome back.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Skip, in the beginning of the hour when I told the audience you were going to get, you're going to come on the show today, I said, why don't we add up all the sales that we think we need to make in 2013? Let's, you know, based on your budget, whatever it's going to take you to pay the bills and keep the lights open and whatever your goals are, add all that up, take that whole number, and then divide it by 11. And that's your new monthly goal, sales goal. Not that number by 12, but by 11. And that way, when December 1 rolls around, if you've done your job, you can take December off or just go get some gravy. What do you think?
You know, that's not a bad idea. And they probably want to divide it up by maybe 13 or 14 because one of the biggest issues is people don't get started with their plan until like February or March. You know, it's sort of like, you know, I'll go to a bunch of sales VPs or presidents of small businesses right now and go, okay, you ready for 13? Yes. Do your salespeople have their territories and their compensation plans done?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that's a good question.
Right.
You know,
well,
if they
were listening to you and me back in November when you were on the show, when you and I were saying, okay, in December, even if you don't want to go close people, go visit them and set up an appointment to come back and talk business with them January the 3rd.
That's exactly
they'd already,
right.
If they were listening to you and me, they'd have appointments this week, wouldn't they?
Well, what they've got is a whole bunch of, I mean, well, today's still the 31st. So today they're still in the office, probably right about now in California time. It's 5:30 in the morning.
Booking that business at the last
minute. That's exactly right. The fax machines are working.
Hey,
you know,
Skip,
the DocuSigns.
Been there, done that. And a lot of bonuses riding on whether that business gets in right now or not.
That's exactly right. So, I mean, the whole idea of January, you know, well, the best thing they can do is if they need to focus on getting the number done right now, go for it. But the best thing they can do is, you know, you've got New Year's coming up on Tuesday. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that's a great time to finalize. No. This isn't like Congress where you've got to fall off a fiscal cliff and wait a couple of months.
Right.
Finalize by the 3rd of January, comp plans, quotas, and start prospecting and get going. The number one thing great companies do is in January, they have that whole month to sell. So like you just said, they don't have 11 months to sell. They have 12 months to make a 12-month number because last time I checked, no one's getting an 11th-month number.
Mm-hmm.
So have January to sell, and the best thing you can do is if you think like a customer, Jim, customers are launching their 2013 plans in January, and they're not sure, they're not, you know, 100% bought into them yet. Now's the time they want to talk to you. So why wouldn't you prospect now?
So, well, especially if you're you've already demonstrated to them that you're a problem solver, and they need somebody to help them. If you show up wanting to sell them something, then you're probably not going to be their friend today. But if you show up saying, okay, what do you want to accomplish this year? How can I help?
Every one of your customers buys from you, so you know they know you. They'll grant you a meeting. And number two, every one of your customers has said, what's good enough for me in 2012 is not good enough for me in 13. I've got to change. I've got to do things differently. Well, like what? Why don't you just go ask them and be, like you said, Jim, a problem solver and say, what are some of the things you say, you know, you basically guys have said you got to do different 13. Maybe we can help as opposed to,
right.
Here's our presentation for 2013. If you have an hour, I'd like you to sit through it.
Only got 49 slides. Well, and I'll tell you, folks, and I really mean this. if some people are going to show up to this week or next week, Skip, and they're going to find out that they're not part of their customer has a plan, but they're not part of it, because that decision was made last October. So, folks, when you have those meetings, or if you think you may have those meetings, or even if you don't, you know, this year, when Skip talks about, you know, get your plan ready and get going with it, you know, this year, part of your goal should be to imagine when are the dates that 2014 is going to be decided for some companies, and make sure that you're showing up at that time. M3Learning.com, right, Skip?
That's exactly right.
That's his website. Ultimate Sales Toolkit, one of his books. Also, Proactive Selling is the other one. That's one of his Bibles. 22, right back with Skip. We're going to go through some of the other five key things to do to get your sales year started out the right way.
That's all I've got for myself. If you please.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.